Recovery.
The government is corrupt. To fix this, politicians would like to grow its size and control. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
It's just one more way of reducing your liberty and reminding you that they can f*** with you anytime they want, as long as you put up with it. Which means, of course, anytime they want. Because that's what Americans do now. They're always willing to trade away a little of their freedom in exchange for the feeling, the illusion of security. What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. There's another thing, germs. Where did this sudden fear of germs come from in this country? Have you noticed this? The media constantly running stories about all the latest infections, salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu, and Americans, they panic easily, so now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. In prisons, before they give you a lethal injection, they swab your arm with alcohol.
So true. That was 20 years ago. I know. Look at us now. Look at us now. Walk around any store that mandates a mask and watch the people bully you and shame you. It's pretty amazing to watch. It is. I feel like throwing all of my sentiments on a t-shirt and walking around because I want them to know when I'm looking back at them what I think of them.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? And so there was one shirt that just said, "Don't get me started or I'll throw everything I think on this t-shirt." You know? And I thought that is so true because I just think people are so ridiculous. And Governor Herbert has spoken. Governor Herbert. Boy, I don't even know what to say to this one. Well, I'll just take a listen. Just take a listen. Because he mandated that schools, kids would be wearing these. Employees would be wearing these in public school. Time to homeschool, people. But he stopped short. Did you know he was going to mandate masks today? But he stopped short. You know why?
Mm-mm.
He's allowing us to be good boys and girls. And if we can be good boys and girls, give us that little pat on the head, even though people aren't dying around us. If we can be good and get the caseload down, then he'll reward us by not doing mandated masks August 1st. Here you go.
Wow.
Yeah. So here he's going to tell you, I'll just play a snippet of this. Here he's going to tell you that, and notice how he says it. He's kind of quiet when he says it. We have the constitutional authority to mandate a mask. Oh, really? Okay. Here you go.
We have the constitutional authority to mandate this. Certainly working with our state health department, this is an issue that's been tested under the 10th Amendment of the Constitution.
Huh.
The Supreme Court has weighed on this a number of times, saying we have the ability to make this a mandate.
That's an absolute
lie. It is a lie.
At this time, I choose not to make it a mandate. I'm going to give the people of Utah an opportunity to show the kind of people and the character that they are, which I believe in time past.
Not show. You will wear a mask. You'll wear a mask to be in his good graces so that he doesn't mandate. This is like, you will volunteer.
Thank you, sire.
Thank you, sire. You will volunteer. Is he just stupid? His whole entire talk was about the fact that cases are going up and you can't have that in Utah. Well, cases are going up because they're not testing. They're just marking stuff COVID. A friend of mine got called. Her son was at a basketball camp. So this was 2 weeks ago. So she got a call saying that her son was exposed to COVID. Does he have a runny nose and a cough? And she said, no, why would that be important to you? And why would I tell you if he did? Well, what is it your business? The health department goes, well, because we would mark him positive for COVID. And she was without a test, without a test. Mm. This is happening all over the place, you guys. And that was right here in the state of Utah. Wonder why the tests are going up. So here you go. Yeah, our governor's an idiot. Here you go.
Back, say, you know what, for the good of the whole, we're going to comply voluntarily.
Oh, voluntarily.
To wear face coverings. When we go out and we shop, wear a face cover. I don't care whether it's a grocery store, a retail outlet. We go to restaurants. And again, those in the business environment should make sure that they do everything they can to instill confidence.
Or they're going to come down on them.
That when they come and shop at my store, that you have a safe environment to participate in. And they need to do their own creativity, innovation, find ways to make that known to the consumer that wow. This is a safe environment to come and participate in.
Oh, I was worried about that.
That's
how
the
safe
onus
it was.
We put on those involved in the business side of this. We have consensus by many different groups out there that this is wise a protocol for us all to follow. We have in our own state, we have the faith-based organizations who've come together and said, we encourage our followers to, in fact, wear a face mask and practice social distancing and sanitation. But again, the emphasis is on wear a face mask. That's all the churches that I know of, and certainly the letter that's gone out signed by many. Secondly, we have the health care industry. Those people who are, that's their job, is to help us be well, to help us recover if we get sick. And they are on the front lines of this issue on the coronavirus.
And there's about just over 300 people in each state that are considered even serious. And that's according to the numbers when they're not even hardly testing. So there you go.
You know, he used the word consensus.
Uh-huh.
You know, when there's a consensus, it means that everyone agrees. If yeah. there is any disagreement, right. then there is no consensus.
Yes.
And there's a lot of disagreement on
this. Oh, yeah.
A lot.
Oh, yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Boy, Kate, I feel for you guys out there. I'm telling you.
Oh,
this is disgusting.
We've got the most idiot governor you've ever met, and he'll say anything and do anything he's told to do. He doesn't even think it out. I know people that have worked for him that walked away going, he's just kind of dumb. Like, he doesn't know anything. I thought, this was a decade ago.
Yeah. This gives credence to something I always say to people all the time, and that is never follow the masses, because the masses will lead you over a cliff. You know,
absolutely.
The Bible talks about people being like sheep, you know, all being led astray, you know, and that's exactly what we've got here. But what I really wanted to comment on, because referring to businesses guaranteeing their customers a comfortable and safe place, that is an impossibility.
Yeah.
Now, let me explain to you why I say that. We have behind us here, where we live, in our little town of Owensville, Missouri, a Moto Mart, okay? It's one of them little places like a Quick Trip, you know, where you go in, you buy gas, and you...
Mm-hmm. Convenience
you know,
store.
Buy,
sure.
Right, you got it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, was it not this Saturday, but a week ago Saturday, about 2 o'clock in the morning, they didn't guarantee their customers a safe space at the time because... there was two drunks in a truck that were out in the parking lot. One came in to use the bathroom, and the other one drove through the front of the store.
Oh, my gosh. Mm.
So how did that work out as a safe space?
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
you can't do it.
His entire speech started out with, we do have basically, I'm here to make sure you're healthy. And I wanted to scream through the whole speech, you have no authority for this whatsoever. My health is my job, not yours. And so it was amazing to hear him give himself the authority of health.
It is. And something I want to say on that, it's not up to him to make sure I'm healthy. In fact, most of the ways that we could really take care of our health is in ways that the medical system would just as soon ignore.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, just look at all the neat places you guys have out here. Now, I've been blessed to find a place very similar to like some of your places out there. And my wife, Trish, and I have been going to that place, and they have been helping us immensely with some issues that we've been having. So the bottom line is, don't rely on public officials for your health care. They will kill you.
Yep, yep.
And that's all I got, guys. Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Yeah, I, Yeah. This is what it sounds like to me whenever I hear a press conference. Whoa. Honestly. That's what. Yeah.
When do you want it?
That's what it sounds like.
How do you want it?
That's what our state sounds like whenever the governor gets up. It's amazing to me. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Kate, if I'm willing to give the responsibility of my safety to the governor and he accepts, I wonder if I'm injured, would he be liable and willing to let me sue his butt? When I'm not, because I'll do everything he tells me. I mean, if he's willing to guarantee my safety, man, I've not found that in 42 years of life when I've been in control of it, and yet I sure want it.
Right.
So I'm wondering, if he'll guarantee my safety when I have an injury of some sort, is he open to me suing him?
So true.
I just figured if he accepts the challenge, that he would then accept the risk.
I agree. That's so true. You're awesome. Yes.
Isn't it a lot like the building process, right? I'm a builder, and the city approves permits like the condos above the old Dairy Queen. Hey, it's safe. We give you the stamp of approval, builder. You can do this. And then when that hill continues to slide down and ruin somebody's livelihood, the owner of the Dairy Queen, and has to repave it every 2 weeks for years because the drive-thru is being ruined, did the city cough up a few $1 million to make that right for everybody?
There
Let me just
go.
Tell you, they didn't. I know the owner of the Dairy Queen.
Yeah, I doubt it.
They didn't. Right? So I just wonder where this self-righteousness comes from, that they think they can be the authority with no liability.
I agree.
Which is the government in a nutshell.
So agree. Thank you for that. Really appreciate that. It was a great point.
There is hope that someday they'll take liability responsibly. But at the same time, pigs fly.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, the governor mandated masks for school kids worn on buses and in buildings. I don't know what to say to you other than if you don't homeschool at this point and you're willing to send your kids into that environment every day, well, I don't know what to say. I don't think I could ever do that to a kid. And sorry, that would be the point where I would say, no, my kid's staying home. Take your kids out of school. And I'll actually help you and tell you who's gathering soon to talk about those kinds of things, homeschooling and such, when I come back. I'll be back in just a moment.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Kate Daly Show. Uncle Milty and I are here today. Chris Ann Hall coming up. How are you, Uncle Milty?
I'm miserable.
You're always miserable.
No, I'm really miserable, though.
Are you?
Yeah.
I don't
know what to do. I can't take much more of this idiocy.
I can't either.
I really can't.
I wanted to scream the whole time that conference was going on. I was just sitting there thinking, flabbergasted, that nobody even could provide a question like, do you have the authority to do this?
Well,
at all?
He already said he did.
I have the authority and a constitutional mandate, 10th Amendment. By the way, get over to Dr. Diet Wellness and Weight Loss Coaching. They are so good. They have an MD. They have a chiropractic, naturopathic doctor, registered holistic nurse. They have holistic health practitioners. They have program consultants, all to assist you with your wellness goals and help you to drop the weight. Don't procrastinate anymore. Get on this. It will really help you, actually. It really will. I did it, and it was amazing. 628-DIET. 628-DIET is the phone number, and you will love it. Dr. Diet Wellness Center. I'm flabbergasted. So there's a couple of things. Mark your calendars, please. If you have a pen or you want to write this, text yourself. I text myself stuff. Do you guys do that? I do. I text my own self messages I have to remember. Otherwise, I would never remember all this. There is a homeschool gathering a homeschool gathering, and it's in 2 weeks, right? Ish, 2 weeks ish. Yeah. July 30th. And maybe it's 3 weeks. Anyway, Thursday, July 30th, 7 to 8 p.m. at the Staley Barn, Washington Fields Road, Washington, Utah. And you can learn all about all the different things that you can do to take your kids out of school. This is going to be learning about co-ops and field trip groups and how to apply for college and create transcripts. And you can meet people out there that are getting really concerned, especially after today's message from the governor, that your kids are going to have their oxygen deprived all day with masks on all day long. We do realize, right? We do realize that kids don't have COVID. They're not even chalked up on the numbers with all the fraudulent stuff going on. In fact, I saw a meme. And somebody put this meme out who's very liberal, and it said, I don't wear a mask because I'm kind, because that little kid over there could have cancer, and I don't want to be the person that gives them COVID, even though I'm healthy. And here's my message. Think about this for a second. How many kids going through cancer have gotten COVID? I'm sorry, what? You don't know anyone? You've never heard of a case like that? These memes are getting so ridiculous, so unfounded, and so baseless in reality. When was the last time you saw literally a newspaper clipping about a kid with cancer that got COVID? I'm so tired of this. Anyway. Hi. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. A couple of things. Uh-huh. One, I was at the St. George rally this morning.
Tell us about it.
And I thought that was wonderful to have that many people come.
Good.
There were probably 400 people there. And it was well worth our time to be there.
Awesome. This is to preserve Dixie. Love it.
Shouted Dixie loud and clear.
Good.
I think they really got the message. The next thing is, I'm just leaving Costco without wearing a mask in the store.
Uh-huh.
I walked in, walked past the lady who said, you need a mask? Do you have one? And I said, no, I have a health condition. And she said, oh, fine. I just walked right on in.
Right.
And if she would have asked me what my health condition was, I would have told her that it's none of her business.
Exactly. HIPAA.
I mean, HIPAA.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes.
But my health condition is it's not good for me to breathe carbon monoxide.
Exactly.
So the other thing is I have a telephone number. I hope everybody will write this number down. This is the corporate number for Harmons.
Okay.
Okay, I called Harmons and expressed my concern about having to wear a mask in their store, explained that I didn't want to wear a mask, it wasn't healthy. She gave me the CDC. I gave her the CDC right back. And I said, so here's my question for you.
Uh-huh.
If I come in your store and choose not to wear a mask, what I'd like to know is what your plan is. Are you going to have the police escort me out? Are you going to have security? She said, well, no, but our store manager will probably visit with you and just explain to you that, you know, this time it's okay, but please shop with our e-shop. Well, I don't do e-shop because I like to pick out my own produce and my own meat. I don't want an e-shop. Well, and I said, so my only other choice really is to vote with my dollars. And she says, well, and we know some people will choose to do that. And I said, well, I think a lot of people will choose to do that rather than be forced, because this is a forced issue.
Yeah.
And I don't appreciate being forced.
They're discriminating. They're saying that you can't go into their store when they accommodate other people. Somebody had that point yesterday on the show, and it's true.
That's a great point. Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Great point. So if you would like to call the corporate office of Harmons, the number is 801-969-8261.
Thank you. Really appreciate the phone call.
And let's just all give them everybody call and express your opinion and then call back the next day and the next day.
By the way, I wanted to ask you about today's rally, 7:45 a.m.
Yeah.
About Dixie. You know, it was funny. Eric Moutsos and I were having a conversation on Facebook, and we were talking about the mayor and how the mayor is always coming up with this excuse about, well, I get bombarded with, why are you Dixie? No other mayor had this problem, but Pike seems to think he has this problem. So he's trying to solve this invented problem because I don't think people are actually asking him about that. So here's the deal. So he said he is very, I said, you know, he's passive aggressive and he's very progressive. Yes. So I said he's what he really is a passive progressive. So
I have a feeling the passive progressive is not going to get reelected if he's not out before that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was really interesting because he forgot to bring a sign.
That's
weird. He did have a sign at the Black Lives Matter thing, but he forgot to have a sign at this. I don't know. He probably didn't have time to prepare one or something.
Probably. Yeah, that's probably it. Interesting.
But
so 400 he was placating.
Other people were there. Mm. Yeah, it was excellent. There were some excellent speeches.
Good.
And people really made the point. And he and Michelle Randall, and I forgot who the other guy was, one of the other council people, said,
Jimmy Hughes.
You know, we have no intention at this time. And boy, I tell you what, people just started screaming.
Right.
And they never. And he said, well, you know, we can't speak to future, what the future council and mayor might do.
Uh-huh.
And but we have no,
right,
you know. So, and then he said, you know, his thing about he didn't have any control over what they did with the Dixie Center or the university, which is,
that's a lie.
The Dixie
that's
Center,
why he hired Biff.
I think he said something about 38% interest in the Dixie Center or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does that ring a bell?
Yeah.
So they certainly could have had some say.
Oh, he has a lot more say than he's saying. Yeah, he's very passive progressive. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes,
I love it.
Liberty action.
Yep, there you go. Thank you. And
I wrote Kroger last week.
Uh-huh.
I don't like to wait until they do it. So I wrote Kroger and I said, listen, you know, look up my name in your pharmacy department at Smith's. And see that I spend over $6,000 a month there. I want you to know that if you ever walk in and I have to wear a mask, I will move that to another pharmacy.
Ooh.
They wrote back.
Okay.
They said, thank you for contacting Kroger. We apologize for the delay in getting back to you, but we've been experiencing a high volume of emails. So they are forwarding my concerns to the relevant department.
Right.
Yeah.
The relative department.
Yeah, the relative department.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi.
I got a couple of anecdotal points.
Okay.
I had a call this morning from my son in Texas, lives in north of Austin. And they've increased their testing in the area. So he had a couple of his friends, lady friends. They went down for the test. The line was quite long. They had filled out all the paperwork. They're queued up to get the thing stuck up their nose. And they had some other appointments. They said, well, you know, we'll try again another day.
Right.
So 2 days later, they got a call from the testing people. Both of them said, you tested positive. And they said, well, we just filled out the paperwork. We never actually had the swab.
Right.
Oh, well, there must have been some mistake.
Oh, yeah. There must have been some mistake.
And my son said he heard from another friend of his girlfriend that said same thing happened to her.
Yep.
Now, this is in Texas. But there's three positives that are popping up on people that never got tested.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And the other anecdotal thing is he lives in an area that's called Lakeway. It's north, separate. North of Austin. The high school is going to open in the fall. A 30-minute drive south when you get to the Austin city limits, which is a very liberal area in Texas.
Right.
They are not going to open.
Really?
30-minute difference. Same area.
Oh, I'm glad COVID knows zip codes like that.
Well,
you know?
you can tell the politics at play.
It's very political. You're right. Amen to that. Thank you.
That's it.
I love it.
You bet.
Thank
Bye.
You. I know we keep hearing these stories. You'd be surprised at how many people are messaging me with the same exact stories. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. I just had two things.
Sure.
One was, doesn't Pike work for Dixie Regional Medical Center?
He does. Yep.
So is he going to have a stink with his job in the name of his employer that pays his bills?
Yep. Yep, we brought that up on the show before. It'll be very interesting to see how this all plays out. And he's the one that hired Biff. He was the one that met Biff in Salt Lake City on a flight there that I got told about. And let me just tell you, there was a reason that Biff was the one chosen. I don't think he has a problem with changing the name.
Yeah, and I have family that works at the hospital. They've not had any problems getting masks or anywhere in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And the most COVID patients they've had are 21. And the fear of overflow is not from Southern Utah. It's from Page and from Arizona.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But in the, have you talked about the masks in school yet, Governor Herbert?
Yes, we just talked about that. Oh. And it's pretty amazing that he's willing to go that far. That's why I'm telling people at Staley Barn on July 30th, you can go learn about homeschooling. There's so many parents now that are like, I'm out, I'm done, I'm not going back. So this is a great way to get together, meet people, and figure out how they're doing it, because there's so many different ways to do it. That's what's so cool about it. It's awesome. There's a way that's going to fit your lifestyle and your schedule.
Yeah, I agree. My problem is I'm a special education teacher. So I'm kind of stuck in this weird spot. But we'll see how it plays out. Those kiddos need a lot of hands-on and extra support.
And I'm sure that, you know, I would venture to guess there's a lot of retirees that would start volunteering to help parents out in this situation, so that they don't have to send their kids to school in that kind of child abuse environment where they're forced to be deprived of oxygen all day. I'm gonna venture to guess that you're gonna have retirees out of the woodwork offering to help.
I agree. I think that would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I love the phone call.
Thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate the phone calls. We'll take more calls after the break. I couldn't get to everybody, but let me just tell you, retirees, this is your moment. This is your moment to kick it in, to save what's left. And we're going to be going into these lockdowns. We've been warning about this on the show. And let me just tell you, this is your moment to take an opportunity to help out. To help out with special needs kids, to help out with kids, to teach, to tutor, to mentor. This is your chance. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Daly Show.
Lady Madonna. Your feet. Wonder how you manage to make ends meet. Who finds the money when you pay the rent? Did you think that money was heaven sent? Friday night arrives without a suitcase. Sunday morning creeping like a nun. Monday's child has learned to tie his bootlace. See how they
calls coming in, and we're going to take them right now. Welcome back to the show. I love it when you guys call in. I got Uncle Milty here. Okay, go right ahead, caller. You're live.
Oh, well, hello.
Hi there. You're live.
I have a question.
Sure.
I've recently been getting treatment to both of my legs for a problem called lymphedema. It's a swelling problem.
Mm-hmm.
And the recommendation is to get treatments every day for 4 weeks. Problem is that I'm going to do 2 weeks, and then our family's flying to Minnesota for our annual family reunion, and then I'm flying back, and I have 2 more weeks of treatment to help clear up this fluid in my legs. Now all of a sudden, it seems the governor decided I needed to stay in quarantine and can't get my treatment when I get back.
Wow.
Do you know anything about that? Or
I do not.
Any more questions about all of a sudden these quarantines
came up? I don't. No. And if callers can call in and help, I'll basically put out that plea. Thank you for that. No, I don't, actually. This is just, it's insane. I know the governor was going to do mandated masks today. At the last minute, decided just to go with school children because, you know, school children are falling ill everywhere we look, right? No, of course not. No. Name a kid in Utah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. So my question is, if he can call the 10th Amendment for this, can we invoke our 9th Amendment right? Because it is not an actual law anywhere. So it falls back to our 9th Amendment that we don't have to listen to it.
Right.
Correct?
Yeah. In fact, Chris Ann Hall is going to come on and answer that very, very question. But you know, the governors, back in 1991, it was written that governors cannot issue a mandate, they cannot issue a process, they cannot issue anything like that, forcing somebody to do anything in a EO, so an executive order. So it'll be interesting to see if he can get away with it. Did you notice he didn't say law? He said mandate.
Yes. Do you know why that is?
Yes. Yes.
Because just like in a city.
Yes.
The mayor's vote is held for a tie.
Yeah.
That's kind of his role.
Yeah.
To say, I don't want it, or we want it.
Yep.
When there's a tie.
Yep. All right. Thank you. Really appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
To answer the caller's question, the previous caller, there currently is no travel restrictions or quarantine requirements in Utah.
Okay, I didn't think so. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. I'm glad you answered that. Go right ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
Great show.
Thank you.
I don't know where to begin, but I'll just drop this bombshell question.
Okay.
Am I to receive a lesser amount for my school taxes this time around?
Boy, I sure hope so.
I mean, I'm paying, got a second home here, which is now my permanent home.
Right.
And I'm paying nearly $1,900 down here a year for the past 5 years.
Wow.
For a 1320 square foot house. And I mean, when I come down here for the winter, I'm putting all my money into the infrastructure, you know, everything from A to Z.
They rake you over the coals with a second house. And we have a lot of that here. You know what? Mm-hmm. It is, you bring up such a brilliant point that they're not going to address on purpose because we're in an emergency. You know that, right? Uh-huh. Oh, yes. Emergency.
Give me a break.
Yeah. A year long emergency. So anyway, that's a great question. And one that people need to write in. We've got to start writing in and calling and making those calls. Those calls count. When they get
they do.
When they get a lot of calls, they get worried.
I'm very political. I'm from Iron County, and they gained a real good person down here when they got me.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. I love it. So, Join up. Thank you. Really appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Email me. Always email me, kate@katedallyradio.com, and we're starting to join forces. We're building groups. We're starting to do things put the squeeze on these politicians and you know what? We have to. We have to save this. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Kate, first of all, I want to put a plug in for Balance of Nature.
Oh, you love it, huh?
I've been using it for almost 2 weeks now, and my life is turned around.
I love that. I'm so happy to hear that. You'd be surprised how many people will contact me. Thank you. Thank you for that, because it really is a great product.
But now, the reason I called, you know, I've been reading these messages that come out either from employers. I even got one from an ecclesiastical leader who's saying, well, as we move on, we need to adjust to the new normal. Well, you know what? I think the new normal is they're saying, well, you know, there's some people that aren't going to go along with this current baloney that's they're laying on us.
Right.
And so let's kind of ease them into it. Let's call it the new normal. And I'm rebelling against it. You know, I want my old life. And I want all of the politicians and stuff to get their stinking noses out of my life.
Hey, thank you. Ditto. I'm right there with you. Thank you for that. I'm literally right there with you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. You know, I was one of probably hundreds of people that did call and leave a message for Herbert. The thing is that, you know, the part that they're not looking at is what is it doing to us psychologically?
Yes.
I've never seen so many people pulling away from each other as I have seen in the last 3 months. It is really sad.
It's volatile.
And the other
it's getting volatile.
And if he wants us to take care of each other, really, we're creating an atmosphere where we don't trust each other.
Yep.
Why would we help each other?
Amen.
And the other thing I said to him, would you please do your research? On Monday, the World Health Organization came out and said anyone that was asymptomatic with COVID was not contagious in very, very rare cases.
Yep.
So he needs to do his homework.
I agree.
And not just believe the CDC.
Yeah, no, he's just believing Angela Dunn. Now, Angela Dunn is a little bit of a tool. I hate to say that, but people that work with her, like, I can't believe she's in charge of this. She's an interesting cat, and she works for the CDC. She is not the brightest bulb in the pack, and there's a reason they put her out front and center on this, and there's a reason he keeps applauding her and telling everyone that he gets his information from her. She's the one.
And the part that, you know, that they keep going, it's going up, it's going up. Excuse me, how many noses are they sticking a stick up their nose?
Exactly.
If you did not have someone sticking a stick up their nose and just counted the people that said, oh, I have the symptoms and I'm sick.
Yep.
It would be significantly lower.
Yes, and it's a virus. People are walking around shaming people and screaming people over getting a virus symptoms like cough and fatigue and malaise. That's literally what they're afraid of. Can you imagine if they just called this the common cold? Now go look at the reaction. And that's how baffled I am by it.
So it's not just how they're counting it, okay? So they know that they have false positives. Mm-hmm. So now we've got that in the picture. But the other part is I have someone that I know that just had a child, and they went to the hospital, and they were admitting the mother and the child, and then what happened was they had to test her for COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, are you going to test my husband? Are you going to test my doula? And they said, no, because if you have it, we will count them as if they have it.
Yes, they're just marking people up with COVID. Do not let the governor pull the wool over your eyes, because believe me, he is pulling the wool over eyes. And this is what I keep hearing.
What do you want?
You know, this is what I'm hearing from people, because they just want to hear that they should be in fear and danger. But they're just marking everything COVID.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is pretty sad.
It is.
And I'm like, hello, guys, you know what? It's going to go up. Do you see all the cars that are lined up for being tested?
Oh, yeah.
You know, even if they have had it.
And it means nothing.
They're going to show that they had it.
It means nothing.
I'm like, okay, we're really.
We're in trouble.
A real big illegal count going on here.
Yeah, thank you. Really appreciate the phone call. It's detrimental. It's so sad. I'm telling you, when I look at all the people now that are being counted as COVID, the cases, you guys wouldn't believe how many people I'm hearing from that are saying, I wasn't even tested and they marked me COVID. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, hi, Kate.
Hi there.
I'm from Milwaukee. How are you today?
Good. How are you? Go right ahead.
Number one, I just want to say that Governor Herbert can kiss my grits.
Yes.
Because that was a whole bunch of crap.
Yep.
And then number two, who in their right mind voted for Cox? Cox to continue this madness?
You know, when I really do think Huntsman was put in as a ringer to ratchet up and make sure that Cox got some votes and kind of put in as a little spoiler. But you know what? Yeah, and I'm going to go with some fraud there too, because there's just too many people in the state that were not okay with Cox, and he is the governor's.
I just don't get it. And every person I talk to online or in person, they were adamantly, venomously opposed to Cox, and I can't figure out how it is that he. I read in the Salt Lake Tribune. I don't know if you read this also.
Mm-hmm.
It said that there were, 112,000 ballots that still haven't come in.
Uh huh.
Oh, yeah. That wouldn't affect
purportedly.
It.
Oh, yeah, that wouldn't
and
affect
And so that they're
it.
Going to be waiting for the next 3 weeks for all of them to trickle in. Who, again, who mailed in your ballot? Who are you?
Well, you have to think about this. We had mail-in ballots, but they were able to declare within 12 hours? That doesn't make sense when you have mail-in ballots.
I did not mail in my ballot. We had a box that we could go put it in, you know, at my local place, and that's where I went, and that's where I took my ballot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they're counting. They're not counting all the ballots. See, there's so much fraud with this. And I know that there's so many down here in office that we're all in favor of mail-in. And this is the problem with mail-in. So it's a problem. Thank you. Really appreciate the phone call. By the way, homeschooling. People are honestly, they're going berserk today. I'm getting messages. I'm getting bombarded right now in my inbox. So here's the deal. On July 30th, you can go to Staley Barn in Washington at 7:00. You can learn all about the different ways people are doing it. You would be shocked at the different ways that will fit your lifestyle, that are conducive to you working, that are conducive to your family, and that you'll be able to get answers and get things to do and get together with other people that will share the journey with you in homeschooling so that you do not have to put your kids in a mask. I promise you, you can do it. I promise you there's a great way to do it. And you know what? It'll work for you. Do not be afraid of trying it. Just try it. Do not put your kid in a mask, please. July 30th, Thursday night, 7 o'clock at the end of the month, 7 o'clock, Staley Barn in Washington. And I'm hoping they Zoom it so that you guys can all over the place from wherever you're listening to this show from, you can get online and watch it, because people are going to be sharing how they do it. This is very important. When all of you guys call and say, what are we going to do? Take off the damn mask. Take it off. People need to see more people in the stores without the masks on.
Mm-hmm.
People are flocking to my area on vacation. You know why? Because people aren't wearing the masks everywhere and they feel like we have a little bit of normal here. Let me just tell you, when people start to see more people without a mask, the shame goes the other way. So do not let them virtue signal shame you. And retirees, this is your opportunity to get in and teach kids to read and help these families that need mentors to teach history and things like that. Maybe they come to your home a couple hours a week.
You know, social isolation is mm-hmm. the number one health problem for older adults now.
Yes.
It's not COVID.
No.
Social isolation.
And you know what? What a great way to get our retirees and our elderly involved, right?
Yeah.
Is to help them, to help your children and be around you more. Hi, caller. You got 30 seconds. Sorry to do that to you.
No, that's fine, Kate. First of all, I do not wear a mask. I am not going to bow down to anybody.
Excellent.
And second of all, I need to know an address for Staley Barn.
Oh, I don't know the actual address. You're just going to have to put it into your maps or Google it. The address will come up.
Okay,
thank you. Thank you. July 30th, please go. And I'm telling you, these are the ways to do this. And so writing, calling continuously, let the phone run off the hook. If you're home and you find yourself home more, make sure that you're calling and spend like put it on your phone as an alarm, 30 minutes a day. I'm going to call, I'm going to make my voice heard, and I'm going to call these ridiculous people in government and tell them what I think.
3400 South Washington Fields Road.
Yeah. There you go. Thank you for
the Staley
Barn. That's
the Staley Barn.
And by the way, the governor cited only 15,000 had downloaded their health app, the Utah health app. That's good news out of 3.3 million people. So I'm telling you, there are things we can do, but we're going to have to do them. And that's the thing, is we're going to have to get off our butts and do them and show up and just go after this and think outside the box. As a retired person, what can you do? What can you do to help with the time that you have? Because it's the young parents that don't have a lot of time. So what can we do to join forces here? Teach them to read? What are all the things that we can come up with? I put it out there on the Facebook page on the Kate Daly Show. Please go there and comment. I'd love to hear your ideas. We need more ideas. Be right back with Chris Ann Hall. Don't miss this. You're going to love this. She's going to comment on the Supreme Court decisions. Be right back.